What's good? What's good? I am back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Pickett, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. I got a bunch of topics. We got topics galore. You know, I write my little topics down on a little notepad or a little piece of paper, you know, so I know what I'm talking about. And then I, you know, freestyle my topics, you know. So we live on TikTok, pre-recorded for YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and all these other platforms. Don't forget the audio version of this podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, CastBox, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and a dozen more. You Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. Don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz. New online market promotions for your music, your brand, your product, check out PromoPalace.biz. If you're a dog lover or a cat lover or animal lover, you like t-shirts, hoodies, sneakers, please check out New Litter Apparel at NewLitter.com. We also got apparel for your dogs to wear, like dog bandanas and whatnot. Before I get into the show, for Shizzle, I got to shout out Dizzle. DizzleBrand.com. Check them out. Dizzle, just add ice. Dizzle and ice. Do your Dizzle. DizzleBrand.com. And of course, I got my bottle right here. Let me go over to see what topics I got. Let me separate some of these. I'm going to start getting into my Paul's Power Pit Power Rankings. My NFL's Paul Power Rankings and my NBA Paul Power Rankings. First, let me get into these NBA scores. Portland lost to Cleveland. Portland ain't looking too good right now, you know. And I ain't going to totally blame Chauncey Billups' coach because they did lose a lot of good players. And they didn't really replace him with any better ones. Carmelo's over the Lakers. He's already put up 220-somethings for the Lakers. So they lost a lot of bench scoring. I mean, they got Nasir Little, Anthony Simmons, Cody Zeller, who was playing for the Hornets before last year, and he got replaced by the Plumlee, Mason Plumlee, who's balling out real good for the Hornets, you know. So that was an upgrade for us. Yeah, Portland don't really got much coming off the bench. New York Knicks lost to Indiana. Indiana Pacers beat them 111-98. Boston beat Orlando, which was a must-win. 92-79. Philly beat Chicago, which Chicago didn't have Tobias Harris or Danny Green, but they still got a squad, you know, with the start five they had. Toronto beat Washington. And Toronto, actually, they don't even got Pascal Siakam, so they're going to be looking a lot better when he gets back because Scottie Barnes is looking like the number one rookie right now. Atlanta lost to Brooklyn, 117-108. I'm a little nervous on Atlanta right now. They look like they might not even make the playoffs. Of course, they're having a tough schedule. Denver lost to Memphis. Clippers beat Minnesota. Dallas beat the Spurs by 1 point. Charlotte Hornets lost to the Golden State Warriors. I thought we was going to beat the Warriors. But Terry Rozier had a bad game. And LaMelo Ball had a not too good game either, scoring wise. You know, he missed a lot of shots. So Terry Rozier hits his shots and LaMelo hits his shots. We win that game without a doubt. Without a doubt. So I like where we're at right now. And Sacramento Kings beat the Pelicans. Before I get into some topics, let me get into Paul's power rankings. My NFL power rankings. Starting with number 5. NFL power rankings. I'm only going to do top 5. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but top 5 power rankings, Paul's power rankings. Number 5, the Buffalo Bills. I mean, right now it looks like in the AFC with Derrick Henry going down and the Chiefs looking like they are, the Bills should be the favorites to come out the AFC. My top 4. All NFC teams. Number 4, Arizona Cardinals. Arizona, I mean, just picking up AJ Green has definitely helped out a lot. JJ Watts is out for the season, but he wasn't really the big game changer. It was really AJ Green and the fact that Kyler Murray is, you know, he's a year older, you know, year more experience, balling out. Number three, the Los Angeles Rams. Rams right now, they're number three, but this could change. They could easily be number one next week. The Rams are, of all the teams in the NFL, they're the team that's the most all in. And now they got Von Miller, which I'm going to get into. I'm not going to talk too much about that. Number two, Dallas Cowboys. I know a lot of teams got Dallas at number one, but I still don't think they're better than the number one team that I got in my power rankings, which is the Green Bay Packers. That's my number one. Green Bay Packers won a game last week without two or three of their top receivers. You know, and that's another reason why I think I like what the Cowboys are doing. I mean, if this is going to be a year for the Cowboys, this is it. But still, the Packers, they got Aaron Rodgers, man. That's a bad man. Okay, let me get into Paul's power rankings for the NBA. And this was before the games last night. Number five, the Washington Wizards. Why? I mean, yeah, they lost last night, but they only had one loss before that, if I'm not mistaken. And on paper, they got Bradley Beal, Spencer Dinwiddie, Kyle Kuzma's having his best season in like a bunch of years. They got KCP, championship pedigree, Montrezl Harrell. They got Bertans, Divi coming off the bench. They got a good bench, and they got a good start five. Number four, Golden State Warriors, who beat my Charlotte Hornets last night. Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, they don't got nothing else past Steph Curry and Draymond Green. And Iguodala coming back has definitely helped. Jordan Poole is having a good year, too. But past that, they don't got much, man. And when Klay comes back and they keep this up, they're going to be looking good. But I think they're going to come back down to earth once they get more into the season. And Curry has to try to keep carrying them. Number three, Chicago Bulls. Yeah, they lost, you know, to the Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Patty Mills. Chicago Bulls, I mean, they're balling out, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. They got two players averaging 25 a game. 25-4-4 for Zach LaVine, 25-6-6 for DeMar DeRozan. And then they picked up Lonzo Ball. In the offseason, all three players they picked up play defense, and they can score. Lonzo Ball plays defense. DeMar DeRozan plays defense. Alex Caruso plays defense. So they picked up three players that actually play defense and they can score. So, man, Chicago Bulls, they were really good additions. Number two, Utah Jazz. I'm not sold on the Utah Jazz. I mean, they've been doing this for the last 2 years. You know, ball out in the regular season. Look like they could beat pretty much everybody in the regular season. But come playoff time, I don't know that they got enough, man. Past Donovan Mitchell, who's really your number two scoring option that's really competing with, like, the Chris Middletons of the world and the other other number two options for all these other these teams? I don't know that Utah has their second option for scoring is as good as Chris Middleton, you know? And so that says a lot, man. They need that second guy to step up and night in, night out. Utah, that's the thing. They got guys – this night, this guy, this night, that guy. And they got a few of them, but they need another guy who's night in, night out like Donovan Mitchell. And number one, Miami Heat. Picking up P.J. Tucker, defense, plays defense, 3-and-D guy. Picking up Kyle Lowry is definitely, you know, changed things. Tyler Hero is having a real good season, a way better season than he had in his sophomore season. You know, so, yeah, Miami Heat's number one right now, man. I mean, they're number one in offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency, if I'm not mistaken. You know, they're the favorites to come out the East. And right now, the favorites to come out the West is if I had to pick a team, right now it's Golden State and I'm going to say the Lakers. And even though they're not my Paul's power rankings in the top five, they're coming up because they're starting to get things together. The last game, all three of the big three scored 25 plus points. They all did. They all got their numbers. Like LeBron and Westbrook pretty much almost had a triple-double with all of them. I got a bunch of topics to get into. Pretty much all of them are sports related. Von Miller to the Rams. We'll get into that first. Game changer, man. I mean, the Rams are all in. I'm very interested to see what Von Miller and Aaron Donald is going to look like. Let me sip some of my root beer while I'm doing that. Please hit that follow if you're live, you're watching me live on TikTok. If you're watching a pre-recording on YouTube, hit that subscribe. Pre-recording on Facebook, hit that like. Hit that follow on Instagram TV and everywhere else. Hit that subscribe or follow. Von Miller to the Rams. I mean, ain't much to really say, man. It's a game changer. The Rams are all in. I mean, they got like a two-year window to try to win the Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford and Von Miller coming over to the Rams. Marcus Smart calls out Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown telling them to pass the ball. Apparently, it worked. They won the game against Orlando, which was a must win. And Tatum only had like 14 points, and Jaylen Brown had 20 something. But it was well balanced, you know, 14, 12, like 20 something, very well balanced. Boston, I mean, all due respect, man. I like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but the problem with Jason Tatum being your number one guy is he's not good as Jaylen Brown on defense. And your number one guy has to your number one guy pretty much has to, you know, he has to play defense too. He has to be a defensive stopper, man. You know, he has to be able to shut people down as well. So Marcus Smart calling him out, good thing. Definitely worked for last night's game. Marcus Smart is definitely the most complete player on that team. You know, he's passing the ball a lot more than most people. So, yeah, it was a good thing. I'm going to save that one. Odell Beckham Jr.'s father goes on social media pretty much calls out Baker Mayfield and makes a video showing all the missed throws to Odell Beckham from Baker Mayfield this year. Now, I mean, or not missed throws, but all the times that Baker Mayfield missed him wide open. I mean, all due respect, you're a grown athlete, a grown man, and your daddy got to speak for you. I mean, that's ridiculous, you know. It's so ridiculous, like, that your daddy got to speak for you. And then what does it really say? I mean, quarterbacks always miss a lot of people wide open. I mean, because when you're under duress or something, you got to go for the quickest person you could get, you know what I'm saying? You know? So, yeah, man. I mean, it's so lame, man. I mean, it's so lame. It's so childish. It's like, yeah, I understand parents get upset. Like Marvin Bagley from the NBA, his dad speaks up because he ain't getting no PT. All due respect, if he was balling better, he'd be getting PT. You know, and Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't done much since he's got to Cleveland. He hasn't done much. You know, him and Baker haven't been able to really get on the same page. And that's not totally on Baker's. And I ain't saying Baker's like this great quarterback, but this is so childish, so lame, that you're going to sit there and your mommy and daddy got to speak up for a grown man. You know, why can't Odell Beckham Jr.? Because we know this is the thing. When people come out and, like, your parents come out and speak for you as a professional athlete, we automatically assume that it came from you, that this is you saying this. And if it ain't, then it doesn't look good, because then it doesn't bode well for your relationship with your quarterback now. Because now Baker is like, okay, now he knows how your dad feels, and he's pretty much thinking, oh, you feel the same way, you know, because that's how it is. When professional athletes' parents speak up for them, we automatically assume that that's coming from the athlete. Like, they just didn't want to say it themselves, so their parents are saying it for them. Or, you know, and that's exactly what they're thinking. So, yeah, it doesn't bode well. Browns are on the downhill now. They probably should just get rid of Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, it doesn't bode well. It's not very professional, man. Like, I to be honest with you, if I was the owner, and I don't care how good the player is, but if his dad put out a social media video talking about, like, my quarterback or, you know, one of the other teammates like that publicly, I'd be getting him out of there. Trade him out, man. It's a distraction, man. It's a distraction. It's childish. It's lame. You know, your mommy and daddy got to speak up for you after you're 18. Come on, man. Let's grow up. Man up. Man up. That's what I got to say. Man up. I'm talking about the Braves. Braves won. I didn't even know the Braves were in the World Series, to be honest with you, because I don't follow baseball too much. I'll never really talk about baseball on this podcast, you know, but today is a new day. So when I was younger, I was a Braves fan because growing up in Fayetteville, North Carolina, or North Carolina period, we're Braves fans, you know. Before we had, you know, a basketball team, we were like, you know, like, I think Washington Bullets fans and Atlanta Hawks fans. And we don't have a baseball team, so we always been Atlanta Braves fans. Before we had a football team, we were Washington Redskins fans. Not Washington football team, Washington Redskins fans. And we were somewhere Atlanta Falcons fans, because that was the two teams. Atlanta teams always broadcasted in North Carolina, and D.C. teams always broadcasted in North Carolina. So we had our pickings from Atlanta teams and D.C. teams. And then once we got our own team, some people just chose to have our own team. But there's plenty of people, like my grandfather, who grew up watching the Washington Redskins. And once we got our own team, he wasn't no Panthers fans. He was a Washington Redskins fan. You know, plus my grandfather grew up in South Dakota, where there's a lot of Native Americans and whatnot. And for all I know, he might have a little bit of Native American in him. You know, we have to do a DNA test. We don't know. But Braves won. Big up to the Braves. They ain't won in like forever, since like 95, I want to say. Apparently they had the worst record going into the playoffs. From what I've gathered, they picked up like 3 or 4 outfielders. Just like good outfielders, not like great outfielders, but good outfielders. And I guess each one of these outfielders is just like balled out, you know, a series to get them to the World Series. And yeah, it's big, man. You know, I mean, Atlanta just had the Atlanta Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. The Braves won this year. I mean, it's a good look for Atlanta. And Atlanta being in the South and being, you know, teams that a lot of North Carolinians liked before we even had our own team. And that's still, most North Carolinians, like I said, are Braves fans anyway. So it's big for Atlanta. It's big for North Carolina. Big up to the Braves, man. You know, last time the Braves won, it was David Justice and, you know, Ryan Gant. And they had a pitching staff that was crazy. You know, they had like Smoltz and, you know, Glavin and Maddox. And, yeah, they had a crazy pitching staff, you know. But big up to the Atlanta Braves. I don't talk much baseball. And, you know, baseball's boring, though. I've been to a baseball game. I've been to an Angels game in California versus Seattle Mariners when King Griffey Jr. was playing. Baseball's boring. That's why you got to have a seventh inning stretch. Nothing really to talk about except when people win the World Series, because, I mean, baseball is boring. It ain't America's pastime sport no more. Football is that. All right, let me get into, how many more topics I got? I got one music topic and two sports topics. Before I get into it, I want to shout out Swaggle and Perk. Old Swaggle and Perk got a podcast now. Check them out Tuesdays. I think it's on ESPN or ESPN Radio. You can Google it, Swaggle and Perk. I just think that's going to be an interesting combo with Swaggle and Perk. Swaggle played football for the Cowboys, and I forgot who else. And, of course, Big Perk played for the Boston Celtics when they won a championship, the Thunder, and the Cleveland Cavs, and a bunch of other teams. But Big Perk, you know, and Swaggle was definitely going to be an interesting combo for their podcast. But shout out to them. Let me get into this. Henry Ruggs charged with driving under influence, fall deaf. And he got released for the Raiders. First of all, my condolences go to the family members of the, I think it was a 23-year-old female that died in a car accident. The car caught on fire and she couldn't get out. Apparently, Ruggs was under influence and he was driving 100 and something miles per hour in his Corvette. You know, this is like part of the, I've been hit by a car before, crossing a road. I broke my foot, dislocated my shoulder, broke my femur, and, you know, I always thought pedestrians had the right of way. I was literally, you know, I had to cross like four lanes, and I was in the very last lane halfway through, and a lady hit me with a car, and didn't even come over to see if I was okay, you know. Acted like she just had the worst day of her life when she hit me, and I'm the one that got to go to the hospital. But this is really messed up, man. This is where accountability, man, really needs to come in play. Did he deserve to get released from the Raiders? Hell yeah. You know why? Because they need to lock him up. I just seen a stat the other day. Every 57 minutes, somebody dies from a car wreck. You know how many COVID deaths on average per day right now? Seven COVID deaths per day on average. One per 57 minutes for car accidents is one per hour. That's 24 deaths a day. 24 deaths a day. It's probably not 24 because people probably ain't dying during the like late night hours, like midnight and stuff like that. But still, it's probably like, it's well more than seven. It's probably like 14 deaths, at least two times the deaths. There's two times the deaths from car accidents than COVID right now. But COVID's such a pandemic. They need to start, when people get drinking and driving, they need to be locked. First time, they need to be locked up instantly. No court citations, none of that. Locked up, 30 days, throw in jail. Second time, a whole year. Because, I mean, this has got to be one of the worst things when you hit somebody. You're responsible for hitting somebody in an accident, and they die, man. I mean, first of all, how could you even live with yourself and look at yourself in the mirror when you took somebody's life because of your irresponsibility? You're irresponsible. You think, you know, you trying to show off for a female. There was another female in the car with him. And you know, yeah, it just so happens that Henry Ruggs and the female walk away okay. But the other 23-year-old girl, she's dead. Her, you know, 23 years old. I'm 42 years old, man. 23 years old, man. She didn't even get a chance to live her life, man. Henry Ruggs needs to do time for this, man. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't let him back in the NFL ever again, man. I understand people always talking about people deserve second chances, man. You know, now when you kill people, man, I'm sorry, man. When you kill people, you don't deserve second chances as far as I'm concerned. You know why? Because that person who's dead, they don't get a second chance. They will never get a second chance. I'm sick and tired of people thinking that people that kill people deserve second chances. You don't deserve jack shit because the person you killed doesn't get a second chance. And if you get one, so be it. So be it. But you don't deserve one. If you get a second chance, so be it. But this idea that people who kill people deserve one. The only person that deserves a second chance to kill somebody is a person who killed somebody in self-defense. If you kill somebody in a car because you're driving reckless, you don't deserve a second chance. If you murder somebody in cold blood, you don't deserve a chance. You murder somebody with drugs, money, over a female, you don't deserve a second chance. The only time you deserve a second chance is when you kill somebody over self-defense. Not only do the laws of man pretty much dictate that, so do the laws of nature. So do the laws of nature. You know, so Henry Ruggs, man, whatever happens to him, if he gets locked up and does years, it ain't enough as far as I'm concerned, man. He stole life because he wanted to show off with some chick in his Corvette, you know, going 100-something miles per hour. And, you know, nah, man. You know, don't lock him up and throw away the key, man, as far as I'm concerned. Lock him up and throw away the key, you know. This is what I think about when Henry Ruggs deserves a second chance. And I ain't saying he's a bad person, but actions and reactions, responsibilities, accountabilities, you know, you're responsible for taking a human life. Guess what? You're accountable for any kind of punishment that comes that way. All right, I'm going to get into this last, I guess you could say it's sports related. I got two topics left, and I didn't know I was going to get all the topics, but before I get to these last two, hit the click now, subscribe button, like, share, comment. If you're on TikTok, watching me live, please hit that follow. All right, I'm going to get into this one. Kaepernick compares NFL combine to slave auctions. So I seen this video the other day where Colin Kaepernick compares NFL combines to slave auctions. I mean, are you serious? I mean, this has got to be the most hypocritical horseshit ever. Because ain't nobody making millions of dollars a year a slave to any kind of system. Nobody making millions of dollars a year is a slave to the system. That is complete horseshit. They're not a slave to anything. So he says something about, you know, poking and prodding players, you know, examining them. You know, so what? Like, NFL teams, they can't get an up-close look at an athlete. I mean, it's one thing to watch an athlete on camera, on video. It's another thing to see them up close and personal. So this idea that athletes should go to the combine and have to run and jump and show how athletic they are, like, this, you're comparing this to slavery? I don't even know if Colin Kaepernick even thought of this lies, this horseshit, this hypocritical BS. I don't even know if he thought this up himself. Somebody might have thought this up, and he's just reading a script. But regardless, man, it's complete horseshit. I mean, really, stop it, man. It's race baiting. That's all it is. It's race baiting. When you sit there and compare the NFL, so why you ain't comparing the NBA Summer League to slave auctions? What about baseball farm teams? Oh, you can't. Well, that's right. There's a lot. You're not going to compare baseball farm teams to it because there's a lot of white baseball players. Oh, I get it. I get it. You know. And then also, there's a lot of white NFL players too. So, like, what are they? So you're only saying only the black NFL players in the combine are being treated like slaves, but the white ones aren't. They all go through the same process. That's why it's so hypocritical. It's horseshit. This is what I think about NFL combines being compared to slave auctions. It's complete bogus fairy tales made up horse shit, man. It's apples and oranges. It's not even... Come on, man. Stop it, man. Is this what we're going through in society, that we got a race bait with lies? I mean, the NFL Combine is nothing like a slave auction. Every last one of these guys is going to get a contract that is more money than I make in a year. And probably four other people combined with me. They make every single athlete, as soon as they get drafted, makes more money than the average person in 1 year. In 1 year, they make more money than the average person makes in almost a lifetime. And we're comparing athletes to slavery. Any part of what's going on to athletes. Like, I heard somebody try to compare owners to slave masters because there's predominantly only white owners. I mean, really? I don't recall slaves getting paid $35 million a year during slavery. Stop it, man. Ain't nobody making 30. You got athletes making 45, 50 million a year. They're not a slave to nothing. LeBron James, all the money he makes. I mean, his freaking kid. You're not going to sit here and tell me that LeBron James Jr. is not the most privileged kid on the planet Earth in the whole universe. LeBron James Jr. is more privileged than Jesus Christ right now, the Son of God. Stop it, man. Stop it. You know. All right, I'm going to get to my last topic. But my last topic is actually... I'm coming to defense of Lil Nas X. And this is why I got to come into the defense of Lil Nas X. And let me be clear. Let me be totally clear before I tell you why I'm coming to defense. Do I condone what Lil Nas X does in his music videos? And do I support homosexuality and transgender? No, I don't support it. Do I accept it? Yeah. I mean, you know, there's all types of people in this world. It's not up to me to decide who wants to be what and act like, you know, anybody can like what they want to like, be what they want to be. You know, you just can't convince me to like it. You can't convince me to support it. And you can't convince me that a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man. They can think they are, but they're not. Now, why am I coming to defense of Lil Nas X? Well, because cats like Boosie and stuff, they sit there and they say what Lil Nas X does is a detriment to hip-hop. It's a bad influence on the kids, children. A bad influence on the kids. So you mean to tell me that rappers are actually trying to point fingers? He's a bad influence on the kids. He's a detriment to hip hop. Rappers, the worst. If I had to pick anybody on the planet of any celebrities, any kind of celebrity field, athletes, actors, musicians, any kind of celebrities, billionaire celebrities, well, if I had to pick any celebrity field who was the worst influence on kids, it would be rappers. Rappers are the worst influence on kids on the entire planet, next to terrorists and narco traffickers. Rappers are the worst influence on kids. There's no rapper on the planet, unless it's like Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. Somebody like Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, I don't want to hear about any rapper pointing fingers at Lil Nas X saying he's a bad influence, he's a detrimental kids. Yes, I don't agree with what Lil Nas X does. I don't support it. I don't condone it. Do I accept it? I mean, homosexuals been around since mankind has been in the face of this earth. The Greeks were into it. Romans were into it. You know, they were into not even just homosexual stuff. They were into pedophilia stuff. To them, that was natural and okay and acceptable. So there's been a lot of things that I look at unacceptable in my life that have been accepted in different cultures in society for thousands of years ago, since thousands of years ago, you know. So yeah, women have been gay since there's been women. Women have been attracted to other women since there's been multiple women on the face of this earth. Men have been attracted to men since there's been multiple men on this face of this earth. Maybe not a large, you know, percentage or a large portion, but there's always been this, you know. So that's nothing new, and it's not going nowhere. Now, you know, the transgender thing, that's different. Like, you'll never convince me that a man can become a woman unless I can watch him go through a process of getting pregnant and having a kid come out between his legs, or a C-section, and you're not going to convince me that a woman would ever be a man unless she's going to grow a penis, you know? But that's not going to stop me from defending Lil Nas X, because the thing is what I hate most on this planet is hypocrites. And I will come to defense of anybody when they're facing, you know, hypocrites pointing fingers, you know, even no matter if it's Lil Nas X or whoever, you know. Yes, I don't condone what he does in his music videos and the messages he puts out there to kids. But for rappers to say that he's a bad influence, stop it. Rappers are the worst influence on the planet. All of y'all are terrible influences. All of y'all are hypocrites if y'all sitting there pointing fingers at Lil Nas X for being a bad influence. So that I will defend him on, you know what I'm saying? So all you rappers out here criticizing Lil Nas X for his lifestyle choices, stop it, man. Y'all are the biggest hypocrites on the planet because y'all are the biggest influencers. I mean, the worst influencers on the planet and some of the biggest influences over kids. Y'all rap about gangbanging, selling drugs, popping drugs, shooting people, killing people, robbing people. Just having slutty sex, meaningless sex. You know, y'all rap about all the negative things in society over and over and over and over again. And y'all be like, oh, this is what I do. It's so cool. It's so cool to sell drugs, fuck bitches, carry guns, shoot people, rob people. It's so cool to sell crack and coke and heroin and pop mollies and snort angel dust and take Quaaludes. It's so cool. It's not cool when you teaching this shit to the kids. That's what is not cool. And yeah, people could say parental advisory stickers and all that. Stop it, man. Stop it. I don't want to. Don't even blame it on that. But yeah, I don't condone everything Lil Nas X does. I think he's genius. He's a marketing genius. He's a clickbait genius. Marketing genius. I don't think he makes terrible music. He's a lot better artist than a lot of those trash rappers that point fingers and probably say, oh, he's a bad influence, you know, he's promoting this homosexual gay stuff, you know. I mean, then don't watch it. Don't listen to it. That's what I do. You know, if I know Lil Nas X is doing all this homosexual gay stuff and I don't like it, then guess what? I just don't check out Lil Nas X videos and I don't listen to his music and I don't pay attention to what he's got going on. You know, that's another thing. People gotta stop, like, you know, you can always stop listening and stop watching, you know. Just because it's out there don't mean you gotta watch it or you gotta listen to it, man. People, you know, choose to entertain what they entertain. And I watched Lil Nas X video with Jack Harlow because they were talking about a controversy. And that's when I was like, whoa, yeah, this cat is just going a little too far for me. But I'm not gonna sit there and, you know, be like, I like, even that, I'm a rapper. I got music, and I ain't always rap the most positive things in my music. So I would be a hypocrite to say that Lil Nas X is such a bad influence on the kids when I've made music that's not always the great influence for children, you know? I've made music that just, you know, it's probably for 18 and older before. 21 and older, 18 and older, my bad. So, yeah, but, yeah, y'all need to stop, man, you know. Stop worrying about Lil Nas. Let Lil Nas X fans worry about Lil Nas X and just worry about being a fan of who you like and who you're interested in, who really aligns with your views, you know, and like. But, yeah, bunch of topics. I definitely can't put all these topics in the title. You know, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, live on TikTok, pre-recorded for YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and dozens of other places as well. The audio version goes to dozens of places. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. It's PaulPickett. Don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. You need online and marketing promotions for your music, your brand, your product, or whatever. Check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, a cat lover, an animal lover, let me clean up this little mess I got while I'm doing this. Check out newlitter.com, New Litter Apparel. We got t-shirts, hoodies, sneakers, dog apparel, like dog bandanas. Also, for Shizzle, I got a shout out. One of my favorite brands, Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. Just add ice, Dizzle and ice. Do your Dizzle, dizzlebrand.com. Got a dozen recipes on there that y'all can follow. And, of course, my bottle. And we got the online order link that just came out. So we'll be promoting that, the online order link. You go order, I think it's best to order like 3 bottles at a time. It's like $44 shipping and whatnot. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. My name is Paul Pickett. This is Triple P, the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in live on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and more. And I'm out.